This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The University of Louisiana System Board of Regents met this week to name a new president for Grambling State University. According to acting UL System President Dan Renault, political awareness is a prerequisite for the job.
You better know some politics. You better know the back rooms and front rooms of the legislature.
Former State Senator Rick Gallo qualifies, as Grambling alumnus Dr. Janet Duncan Barnes explained.
You have to understand Louisiana politics to get what we need. We are in an advantage by having Rick, who is not only an alumnus, but his whole family is an alumnus.
The UL System Board agreed, selecting Gallo as Grambling's 10th president. But as Renault warned, he faces no easy task.
Grambling's in serious trouble.
UL Lafayette President Joe Savoy, a former Louisiana Higher Education Commissioner, says while politics is a big part of the job, these days a university president also has to master the ins and outs of limited revenue.
We're just trying real hard to make sure that we're being prudent, we're being conservative. We've assessed some additional fees. We're taking those fees and putting them aside to see if we can use them as a bridge come the spring semester.
For Grambling in particular, 8 years of state funding cuts to higher education have left the HBCU in fairly desperate straits. Still, Savoy says, the situation for Gallo could be worse.
Coming out of the legislative session, we were pleased that funding for higher education was essentially flat, almost flat, which is a tremendous improvement from previous 8 or 9 years. So at least there's some stability.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.